Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope to make it worth your while with some magic music interspersed with some profound patter. The next 30 minutes could seriously improve your life, because it is good now and then to pause and reflect upon life. What's it all about? Where are we going? What is a good life? What should a life well lived be? At a funeral tea, a lady said to me, "I was thinking about what you said about the man who had died, and I got wondering what you might say at my funeral." "Good point," I replied, and then added, "What would you like me to say?" So, dear listener, what would you like the minister or anyone else to say about you at the end of your life? More to the point, what would you like God to say about your short time on planet Earth? I think that how we get on in life is largely determined by our own mental pictures of what we think life is all about. If you think that life is a bed of roses, we're in for a shock. If you think life is about sitting on our deck chair, sunbathing on the beach, with just the occasional interruption of bad news, then you're in for a surprise when I tell you that the bad news interruptions is the norm and the sunbathing the exception. Some people drift aimlessly through life, as if on a life raft in the Pacific Ocean. Others hurry and scurry like hamsters in wheels. Some people sigh that life is a battle, a sehr fecht, like climbing up a steep hill with someone at the top rolling down marbles to trip us up. Some think life is walking through an endless series of landmines. Jesus said that he thought of life as one long wedding reception, with himself as the bridegroom and his people as his bride, having one long ball together. So scratch your own head. What parables of life would you come up with? It is important because we cope with life better or worse, depending on how positive or negative our parables of life are. So here are some musical parables of life for you to chew over. See which ones you prefer. So let's start with Ronan Keating. Life is indeed a roller coaster with its ups and downs. John Denver puts it this way.
Some days a diamond, some days a stone, sometimes a hard times won't leave me Some days are diamonds, some days are stone. Now the face that I see in my mirror, more and more, is a stranger to me. More and more I can see there's a danger in becoming what I never thought I'd be. Some days a diamond, some days a stone. Sometimes a hard time won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bones. Some days a diamond,
ah well, such is life. Que sera, sera, as Doris Day might say. Maybe we should just chill out, go with the flow, say whatever, and take it easy like the Commodores and James Taylor. You're listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour, as we explore various parables or pictures of life, some positive, some negative. Good pictures of what life is all about will help us to live better and happier lives, whereas negative pictures will impoverish our lives. Here are some negative pictures which are quite widely held. First, Susan Boyle.
All around.
Sometimes it is a mad world, with more madness than method in it. Sometimes we feel like lab rats trapped in a maze, boxed in, being experimented upon, the victims of other people's weaknesses and wickednesses. Bonnie Tyler and we sometimes feel it is a jungle out there. The jungle has many varieties. We can feel like we're in a hyperactive, multitasking rat race, running frantically like hamsters in a wheel, chasing our tail, following fashion, keeping up with the Joneses. Some people see life as a school of hard knocks, a succession of pains, sorrows, and setbacks. REM's advice is to hang on, but surely we can do better than that. Isn't life a blank check for us to write what we want on it? The mamas and the papas think so.
Nobody can tell you. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell you, 'cause it hangs them up.
Mama's and Papa's advice is to see life as a joyful dance. Get up and dance your heart out and sweep others off their feet too. When Jesus was asked to sum up his picture or parable of life, he said, "Life is like one long wedding reception. I'm the bridegroom and my people are my bride, and together we're having a ball. Life is a dance and he is Lord of the dance. And no matter what hardships he or we face in every verse, the chorus keeps coming back, I am the Lord of the dance and I still go on." Jesus is the creator of life and the redeemer of life, keeps voting for life. Well, our holy half hour has run out, but we will continue with more parables of life in another programme. So bye for now, and I leave you with Graham Kendrick singing a catchy dance song. Catch the rhythm, catch the words, catch the Christ he sings about, and you will catch the vision of life as God always meant it to be.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
He is just and true in all his ways.
He is just and true in all his ways.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
He is just and true in all his ways.
He is just and true in all his ways.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song to live.